Rough FM Radio.
What's going on, all my fellow Rough M's and bloggers throughout the world? It's Rocky here with RoughM.com, and I am finally bringing you guys a podcast. I know it's taken forever, but you know, now that I've been developing my blog more and more, I really think it's time, and it's definitely going to be a great addition to it. So for now, I'll probably keep it more audio-based, just share some tracks with you that I love by some amazing female artists, as well as throwing some from the men we love. So probably do a different genre each day of the week. And also, I really want to incorporate some kind of interviewing within the near future. So if you're interested, shoot me an email at rockyzano@gmail.com. And feel free to follow my blog at rawfemme.com. RAWFEMME, one word. But for those of you who have been following my blog, I can't thank you enough. The love and support, it really just means the world to me. And that's what it's going to take, that and a lot of dedication to get my brand to where I want it to be, because I'm never going to stop showcasing talents of females throughout the world, because we deserve it. They deserve it. Art, music, fashion, telling you, baby, it's what it's about. So, with that said, you know, let's get into our first artist. I found Ellie Goulding a couple years ago on her MySpace page, believe it or not. If you guys remember what MySpace is, that is. I fell in love with her right away. She has such an eclectic, fresh voice. Her production quality is amazing. I mean, she has beats that are just so, so fresh, you know? I mean, she could be classified as electropop, indie pop, synth pop, but really, she's just Ellie Pop. Like, she's just amazing. I don't know what else to say. She's from England, you know, and you can definitely tell in her singing voice. It's so cute and just so beautiful. And she actually won Critics' Choice Award at the 2010 Brit Awards. So she's doing really well over there. And finally, she's gracing her presence in the U.S. because she did a couple of shows in New York and just recently did a show at LA, or in L.A. at the Roxy. Oh, I wish I would have known about it, because I totally would have grabbed Dana and we would have road tripped out there. But hopefully she'll make her way to Vegas sooner or later. Her debut album, Lights, just actually came out earlier this year, and this song that I'm going to play for you is off of that album, and it's called The Writer. So if you have an extra 99 cents lying around, go to her iTunes page, support her, buy a song, 2, 3, or 4, or the whole album, because, you know, she's definitely an artist who really deserves it. So you're definitely going to be hearing more from her, and I hope you guys enjoy, and stay tuned for some more tracks by some amazing Rough M's.
Be there. shadows interrupted. You wait, our wait, casting shadows interrupted. You wait, our wait, casting shadows interrupted. You wait, our wait, casting shadows.
Thank you.
Everybody, I hope you enjoyed those two tracks. The first one, Ellie Goulding, The Rider, and the second track that I played for you was by a band called El Perro del Mar, which means the dog of the sea. So this band actually is from Sweden, and it's really was founded by the sole member, Sarah Asbring, who I actually heard a song by her in one of the most recent episodes of The L Word. The song was called From the Valley to the Stars, and it was just instrumental, you know, with a little bit of background vocal, and I fell in love with it. It was so beautiful. So you could definitely describe her music as melancholic, you know, and just very ambient and soothing, but definitely has some incorporation of indie pop in it. She, like I said, is from Sweden, so I guess this is Overseas Hour, Ladies of Overseas, but yeah, she's been around for a couple years now. Her self-titled album was El Perro del Mar, and it was actually picked up by the UK-based label Memphis Industries. But then, you know, she parted ways with them, and earlier in 2007, she went ahead and released her second full-length album, excuse me, From the Valley to the Stars, and that was released, actually, in the spring of 2008, so that explains why I heard it on the L Word. So, yeah, she's a great artist, and just so you guys know, I'm gonna make a track listing of everything that I play, as well as the name of the artist, the name of the songs, and websites where you can find them. Just, you know, so you don't have to rush and go grab a pen just yet, because I'll go ahead and hook you guys up with all that info in a bit. Moving right along, I want to introduce you guys to an artist by the name of Andrea Triana. She, wow, can you believe it? She's another girl from London. Yeah, she's amazing, though. She has such a soulful, beautiful voice. And I actually first heard a song called Lost Where I Belong from the forthcoming forthcoming album, which was actually produced by Simon Green, a.k.a. Bonobo, who he's also simply amazing as well. You know, she's more down-tempo, trip-hop. She's been described as having a beautifully haunting voice and just pure vocals, you know, come out of her. She's very, very multicultural, and she actually began singing at the age of 7, taking influence from sights and sounds of the inner city of London. And her early passion for music was really when she would just lock herself in her bedroom for hours on end, writing poetry, making homemade mixtapes, and recording tracks. I actually used to make mixtapes for my best friends back in LA, and I know they miss it, so I hope this is a good substitute for you guys. I love and miss you. But yeah, let's get into this first track. Actually, you know what? You can go on over to her website. Like I said, I'll hook you up with that in a bit. And you can download Lost Where I Belong, actually a remix by Flying Lotus, for free. You just have to sign up. You know, they're not going to send you a bunch of junk mail. They just send the track to your email. You know, just so they know that you're not just some crazy computer hacker. But the song that I want to share with you is called A Town Called Obsolete, and it's a remix by Mount Kimby. And Mount Kimby is an amazing producing duo. So I hope you guys enjoy this track, and like I said, you know, you're probably going to hear more from all of the artists that I play every day, just because their music is just amazing. So, alright, enough blabbing, let's get into the song.
I'm wondering if
Obsolete, the Mount Kimble remix by Andrea Triana. But this amazing song you just heard was actually by a cute little girl by the name of Sunday Girl, and that song is called Four Floors, which was produced and remixed by Diplo. If you're not familiar with Diplo, he is actually a super awesome Philadelphia-based DJ, producer, and songwriter. He's worked with MIA and now he's actually working with Robin, so you're probably going to hear a lot of his amazing musicality somewhere in the near future. But let's get back to Sunday Girl. She actually is aka Jade Williams, and believe it or not, she is a British solo pop singer. Sunday Girl is her stage name, and it's really cool how it originated. It came from an old job she had working at a pet shop where she used to work every Sunday, so they really just began referring to her as a Sunday Girl. So I thought that was a pretty cute little fact. And this single, Four Floors, was actually released on March 28th of this year, and everything was produced by Diplo. And there's also a really awesome video clip which was directed by Alicia Smith Leverock, so when you get a chance, check that out. In August of this year, she did a really cool cover of MGMT's song Time to Pretend. So if you're a fan of MGMT, make sure to check that out, because she did a really, really awesome rendition of that song. This autumn, actually, so I guess finally now, well, in Vegas it's finally autumn, she's actually going to be opening for Ellie Goulding. So that is really something to look forward to, and I also really look forward to her next single, Stop Hey. Her first album should be released this month or next month, and she'll be working, obviously, with star producers like Diplo and also Jim Elliot. So there's a lot to come from Miss Jade Williams, aka Sunday Girl. All right, let's get into our next song. This next song is by a band called First Aid Kit, and I found them actually on recordlabel.com, and that's an amazing, amazing website. If you're ever looking for new music, check it out. You'll always see me posting really cool MP3s from that website, because it's actually a legit website. You know, that artists send in their music and they're like, hey, send people this MP3, let them download it for free, because I want to get my name out there. So, but it's not just indie artists. I mean, you seriously can download anything from Kanye's new stuff to, you know, a Better Than Mar. So, check it out when you get a chance. First Aid Kit is a Swedish indie folk duo, which is actually composed of sisters, Johanna and Kiara Soderberg. They just have amazing vocal harmonies, and they're very folk-influenced based on their songwriting, and they take influence from, actually, Fleet Foxes and Joanna Newsom. They somewhat kind of, I don't know, they're kind of on, like, a modern Fleetwood Mac level to me, you know, but, I mean, that could just be the acoustic and, you know, singer-songwriter vibe that they have going on. But, you know, they actually home recorded their song Tangerine, which actually got a lot of airplay on Swedish radio in the summer of 2007. And their debut EP, Drunken Trees, that completely expanded the duo's audience upon the release in April 2008. And they were picked up by a label by the name of Rabid Records, I believe it is. And that's actually owned by the electro duo The Knife. The Knife is awesome. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they sing that really cool jam called Heartbeats. So, let's get into this song. I really, really enjoy their music, and they are actually, or just released their debut album, The Big Black and Blue, January of this year. So, as of now, they're actually touring the UK, USA, and Australia. So, if you live in any of those parts, be sure to check them out. But check out this song for now. It's called When I Grow Up by First Aid Kit.
When I grow up, I want to be a forester, run through the moss on high. That's what I'll do. Throwing out a boomerang, waiting for it to come back to me. Staring at a sea.
Snow. Young. Yeah.
It's Rocky here with RoughM.com. I hope you guys enjoyed all that amazing music. I just have to say first off that I've had the absolute blast this past 45 minutes sharing all this music with you, and hopefully it's giving you a chance to kind of get to know me on a more personal level. Bear with me. I mean, I know I may not have the most amazing radio voice, but I'll definitely work on it and do everything I can to make all these podcasts a little bit more smooth, I guess you could say. But like I said, I've just been having a blast. So remember, guys, be sure to check out all of the information on all these artists and their songs underneath the little podcast gadget. So I'll be sure to hook you guys up with any info that you have. But if you have any further questions on anything, please, again, feel free to email me at rawkyzano@gmail.com, rawkyzano @gmail.com. And check out rawfem.com, rawfemme.com, because I've actually pretty much posted really cool articles on the majority of the artists that I shared with you this evening, so be sure to check it out. To do a little recap, the first song that you listened to, again, was When I Grow Up by First Aid Kit, a beautiful duo composed of two sisters from Sweden who have a very acoustic and folk-influenced vibe. So if you're into the more singer-songwriter genre, I would really check them out. I look forward to hopefully catching one of their live shows sometime soon, so we'll have to keep checking back on their website for when that actually is going to happen. The second song was by a band by the name of Baby Jaws, and that is actually a three-piece band, and they have a huge influence of electronica, but their album that they're actually working on now, or that's in production, they've been exploring dubstep, electro, and downtempo, so it's kind of hard to classify them as a certain genre because they really combine so much music into one track, so it's really cool. I mean, that song that I actually shared with you, Cold Nights, is such a beautifully soothing song, you know, I mean, it could easily be used for meditation, or, you know, you can turn it on for a pre-party jam when you're doing your makeup and getting ready to go meet up with girls. So, you know, it's a great song, and I kind of love the message in it. It's, I'm a winter girl, you know, totally love winter. I think that's probably because I grew up in Vegas, so I'm dealing with 115 to 120 degree heat. You know, you gotta love the cold nights. So, love that song. Love her voice. Her name is Victoria Winge, and it's crazy because her voice, like I said, is very angelic, but it has like a very, it's kind of like dirty synth and dubstep wobbles to it. It's kind of weird. I mean, I guess that's kind of hard to understand, but I don't know. If you're into all that, you know, mumbo jumbo, then you'll understand it. But if not, I mean, she's just awesome, right? All right. So the other two band members actually are two dudes, and they're really cool, actually. One's name is Dag, the other is Anton, and it's kind of cute. Their little Facebook says, Victoria likes new age stuff. Dag is into too many bands, and Anton is a geek. So you know that they're just a fun-loving band, and they like to do their thing. So check out Baby Jaws when you get a chance. The song after that was actually by a really cute couple by the name of Electric Youth. Their names are Brownwin and Austin. And they originate from Toronto, so we're getting a little bit closer to the U.S. They're known as just a little young couple from Canada, and, you know, they, as you could tell, you know, their main influence is really just 80s pop. You know, they take influence from Debbie Gibson, Tiffany, Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, and I mean, you can tell in the first 5 seconds of when that beat hits, it's, you're totally in for what a fill-in type deal. So, hope you guys enjoyed that. They're a really, really fun band, and like I said, they're from Toronto, and their songs on MySpace, they don't just sound like indie approximations, you know, they're very exuberant of 80s teen pop. So, you know, if you really were to backtrack on the old albums that your parents used to have, or that you may even still be into, you can definitely tell that a lot of their music is very, very, very influenced from that really fun bubblegum teen pop that was going on back in the 80s. And it's just fun. Her voice is seriously just one of the most beautiful in the world, and it fits so perfectly with Austin's happy, bubbly sounds. So they're a great, great band, and be sure to check them out. Their MySpace is just myspace.com/electricyouthmusic. And, you know, like I said, don't worry. You'll get all that info right after I stop talking. And the song that I had to end this wonderful podcast with was MIA's new one, XXXO, featuring Jay-Z, Hova himself. It is seriously just off the wall amazing. I love, love, love MIA. And I was actually first introduced to her when I used to assist DJ Skeet Skeet, because that's when, really when, like, the electro and Bollywood sound was coming into effect and, like, taking over the club scene. You know, she just seriously blew up in the indie scene. And then I really think that after Paper Planes hit airwaves, you know, that's when she really started to gain recognition in mainstream music, or top 40, you know. So, you know, she's known as a British singer-songwriter, rapper, record producer. She's just very eclectic in compositions because she combines elements of hip-hop, electronica, dance, alternative, and obviously world music. So she's really, really cool. It's great to see her back onto the music scene. She had a baby, and if you remember a couple Grammys ago when she performed with Kanye, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, and T.I., she was basically ready to pop on stage, and literally when she got off of stage, she went directly to the hospital and had her baby. So that kid has a very, very, very cool birth story. But yeah, I would, you know, definitely check her out. You're gonna hear more from her. Hopefully this song will hit radio in different cities such as Vegas. You know, it takes forever for us to hear good music out here, so check her out. And again, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I had such a blast. Like I said, I'll definitely try to work on my my demeanor a little bit better, radio demeanor. But for now, I just hope you enjoyed all the music I shared with you. And email me, check out my blog, let's keep in touch. If you're interested in being featured in a podcast, I would love to have you. So just hit me up whenever you get a chance. All right, guys, take care. Have a great rest of the week, and see you guys next week. Rock on. Oh.
Ham Radio.